This past weekend, the Timmins U12AA boys hockey team claimed gold in one of North America's largest tournaments. The team was at the regional Silver Stick in Sudbury. After four round-robin games, the club was at two wins, a tie and a loss. That was good enough to put Timmins into the semifinal versus Nepean. Nepean had beaten Timmins in the round-robin, but that changed in the semi. A hard-fought 2-1 win would send the club flying into the final versus the Coppercliff Reds. A goal with just 17 seconds left by Easton Horbel gave Timmins a 3-2 win and a regional Silver Stick championship. With the win, Timmins received an invitation to the International Silver Stick in Newmarket this coming January. The team includes Lauca Gravel, Brady Roy, Logan Gauthier, Easton Horbel, Wade Rigg, Trent Boissonneau, Carter Desgaines, Liam Lemieux, Ashton Holowinko, Isaac Petila, Vince LaMarche, Tyler Swartz, Hudson Power, Katie Rivers, Adam Skinner and Blake Lauzon. The head coach is Brendan Bouvier and assistant coaches are Brady Power, Jean Gauthier, Miguel Odette. The manager is Darkies Gravel Skinner. Lots of familiar names for me in this story. Congratulations and good luck come January. Local player update. An update on a few locals on the ice. Evan Boucha has made a smooth transition from the QMJHL's Halifax Mooseheads to Ottawa U in 14 games. Evan has 5 goals and 7 assists for 12 points. His excellent shooting skills and nose for the net have him at 4 power play goals already. Goaltender Madison Brunette is off to a great start at Norwich. The team is 7 games into their season and sophomore Brunette has a shutout in her start to date. Madison picked up the goose egg versus Jewu Providence. Mark Kadek meanwhile finds himself with 11 points in Philock's first 25 games in the Austrian Pro League. Byfield emerging as one of NHL's brightest. I first saw Quinton Byfield, LA Kings, play junior hockey at a game a few years back. I was impressed then and am still of the same mind today. A former second overall pick, Byfield is blossoming as a key cog on a very good Kings team. The Kings were very patient in not rushing Byfield along too quickly at the overall expense of his future. And he is rewarding the team handsomely. On Law's number one line with Anje Kopitar and Adrian Kempe, Byfield is emerging as one of the NHL's brightest young talents. Having Kopitar as a mentor is evident in his game. The Kings' use of Byfield on the PP has elevated that unit's effectiveness. And it will only get better because that unit is built for the mayhem that is playoff hockey. I watch as much of LA Kings games as I can. They are turning into one of the league's best teams. And I really like their cup chances. The skills to improve. Last week I talked about skill correction. To me, this is one of the most difficult areas coaches will face. How many times have you heard the following at a hockey game, or something similar to this? Oh man, that number 6 on defense is always getting beat to his outside. If I am standing nearby, I will often reply, "You are right. How would you correct that?" 9 out of 10 times I get no answer or a silly one like, "Bench him until he learns." I have had many opportunities to talk to benches across Canada and not one has ever talked back. So I find it hard to understand how an inanimate object will help the player correct his weakness. How does sitting on a bench create improvement? It doesn't. Okay, so we know the skill deficiency in this case, so that is step one. Let's say his outside is the left side. Is the problem the same on his right? If it isn't, then the step to correction will probably be quicker. His right side is most likely his dominant side. Kids will spend a huge amount of time cheating on their dominant side and forego using the non-dominant side. So correction one is to ensure all your practice drills emphasize the use of both directions equally. Extra time with kids really struggling with the non-dominant side, on and off ice, is essential. If in the above example of number 6, he struggles to his right and left, the process will be longer. Off ice, get them using plyometrics. Using boxes, stairs, benches, etc., to do side hops. On ice, practice stationary pivots both ways. After a few sessions, have them do the pivots in slow motion, emphasizing proper edge use, balance points and weight transfer, as well as body position and stance. Slowly over time, increase the pace of said drills. Use crossovers both forwards and backwards in as many drills as possible. Do backward C cuts and inside C cuts every ice session. High step crossovers in all four directions in the face-off circles are an old dependable. Using cones to do edge work and balance and agility will give you a measuring stick for assessment. Make sure all backward skating drills are done completely backwards. In other words, make sure the players start from a stationary backward position. No cheating with a few forward steps first. All of the above require dedicated coaches and their assistants to be successful. You have to also consider a recent or old injury may be at the root of this player's problem. Or an actual physical weakness in the hip, knee or ankle area. Individual skill weaknesses can severely hinder an athlete or team's success. Make sure you know how to see that doesn't happen. You may not turn that number 6 into Cale Makar, but you will at least give him the chance to improve and be more effective. Oh, and one more thing. Number 6, a problem may be a read and react problem or poor situational awareness. Not a physical skill problem at all. But you can improve upon that just as well. Later skater. Have a tip or comment for Mully? Send us an email.